Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, get it embedded down deep in your heart that change isn't harmful, change is beneficial. I am the God who never changes, says the Father, yet I require you as my child to ever be willing to constantly shift and adapt, change your thinking and your participation in my purposes according to my unfolding wisdom as I make it available to you. It's my responsibility to reveal myself to you, your responsibility to discern and comply with the directives of heaven that I'm imparting and putting in your path to walk out and to see fulfilled. Yes, change has begun in your life. Do not be afraid, for change is an instrument I use to mold you into a more perfect reflection of myself. Don't cling to the comforts and treasures of the familiar, of the past, or you will risk missing the new things, the wonderful new things I have in store for you. I can take even the most broken pieces and create beauty from them, says the Father. But you must be willing to move forward with me. Change can be difficult, but it is necessary for growth and development. It is important, says God, to embrace change and trust in my plan for your life. Just as a potter molds clay into a useful and a beautiful vessel, I am constantly bringing pressure, bringing heat and pressure, molding and shaping you into the image of my son. So just stand ready, because this transformation is going to require you to let go of some things, even some relationships and previous ways of thinking that no longer serve you and no longer serve my purposes. It might be uncomfortable at times, yes, but the end result will be worth it, says the Father. The changes I bring will manifest new opportunities, blessings you never before could have imagined. When you are open to the possibility of change, you open yourself up to a world of endless possibilities wrought by my hand to the purpose of bringing you into your blessing place. I am always working behind the scenes, orchestrating events and circumstances in your life for your ultimate good. By surrendering to my will and trusting in my timing, you can and you will navigate through the uncertainties of change with peace and confidence. Therefore, purpose in your heart and resolve in your mind, no matter what, to embrace change as a necessary part of your growth and transformation. Trust in my plan for your life, knowing that I ever have your best interests at heart. Allow me, allow me to mold you into the person I created you to be, and watch as the beauty and purposes of your life unfold before your eyes. Remember, change is not the end, but a new beginning, stepping into my process that you might achieve the outcome that's written in your destiny. There are many ongoing new beginnings, even every morning, as you set your feet on the floor, changes that are filled with endless possibility, answered prayer, and major miracles according to your need. Now, I want you to mix this word with some faith. Faith activates the word. That's why 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. It didn't say believe the prophecies. It said believe the prophets. In other words, it's a deeper belief than just seeing a word and saying, I think that's God. But not only do I think that's God, but it's coming from a vessel of God. Mix this word with some faith by sowing financially into its fulfillment. Because the faith it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your life. And so act and act now, because your response time to God is a metric of his response to you in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Now, go to fathersheartministry.net. You'll see the donation information. And I will pray over every one of you that have read or listened, not just those that donate. Because why? I am here to be the prophet in your life. That's www.fathersheartministry.net. This is Prophet Russ Walden reminding you that the sky isn't falling. The kingdom is coming. God bless you.